Now for our story. In the newly decorated bedroom of her apartment in Ben Calvert's house in Wakefield, Kit Meade faced her husband, Bill. She had returned from California only that evening with the baby boy she'd presented to Bill as his own son. Her father had talked to them for a while in the living room. Then Ben had joined his wife, Jessie, leaving the young couple alone. Finally, Kit had gone in to prepare for bed, had asked Bill to sit down and smoke while she unpacked a few things. But when she'd gone to the closet to hang up a dress, Kit had found it empty of Bill's clothes. Casually, she suggested that he take Ben's car, go to pick up whatever he might need. Then, Bill had made a statement which shocked Kit, stunned her.
I didn't move my things over, Kit, because I'm not going to stay here.
Not going to stay? But Bill...
I'm sorry, Kit. I've been wanting to tell you all evening, but somehow...
What is it, Bill? What's the matter?
Don't you know? I thought you'd understand.
All I understand is that I've been away in California for months, waiting, miserably worried and alone. And this is my welcome home.
I know how tough it's been for you, Kit. And that makes me feel all the worse.
I can imagine.
Please, Kit, if only you'll try to see my side of it.
Your side of it?
It isn't as if we hadn't talked this over before you left. We agreed that the situation was impossible, that when you came back there'd have to be some changes.
Well, perhaps we did say something like that when I left, Bill, but things have changed a great deal since then.
They haven't changed, basically. Kit, I didn't think it would be like this. I thought you'd understand.
You keep saying understand, understand. All I know is this. For months I've thought of nothing but you, coming back to you with your son.
The baby makes it more difficult. Nobody sees that more than I do. But I have to be true to myself, Kit, and true to what I know is right for us.
True to yourself. That's a strange thing for you to say, Bill, with your son lying in the next room. Oh, I wish I'd never had the baby.
Oh, please, Kit, don't say that.
Well, why shouldn't I? The reason I was happy about the baby was because you always said you wanted one. I thought it would bring us together, that we could have a happy life.
But, Kit, don't you see how impossible the situation is?
No, I don't.
I can't live in this house, your father's house.
Well, why can't you? Isn't it foolish to be that stubborn, Bill?
No, Kit, I'm not being stubborn. And it isn't that I don't recognize a responsibility to you and the baby, as long as you are my wife. If you want to come back to the auto court, come back to the home I provide until we work things out.
But surely you don't expect me to take the baby there, to that place.
All I say is I won't stay in this house. But you're welcome to come with me, regardless of everything else, how I feel.
Wait a minute, Bill. Has this something to do with Peggy?
I didn't say that.
Because I thought we'd settled that. How Peggy is all involved with some writer or something. You don't by any chance still imagine you're in love with her.
That has nothing to do with us. I told you so before. It's just that our situation hasn't changed. It's just what it was when you went away.
Bill, when I went away, I had only one thing on my mind. The child. Whether it would be all right.
But, kid, we talked about it. You told me that we'd decide about our marriage when you came back.
That was before, Bill. Before I knew how the child would be. And now, when I've given you a fine, healthy son...
The child does make it difficult. Terribly difficult, I realize that.
It doesn't seem to have made a difference in your attitude.
But, kid, we agree that I don't make you happy. I can't give you the life you should have.
That's for me to say.
Not entirely. You know we weren't getting along, how miserable we both were.
But, Bill, a child... Perhaps you don't realize how much difference it makes.
The child can't change the basic fact that we're not right for each other and never have been. I'm really miserable about it, Kit. I wish there were some way. But there isn't.
I almost believe you want to escape the responsibility of having a wife and child.
No. They're wrong. Oh, I still say, if you want to come with me back to the auto court...
Oh, you know I can't do that. Can't take the baby into such a place.
Other children have been brought up there. Healthy children. You'll have to make a choice.
In other words, I must choose between following you into that place or... Or what, Bill? A divorce? Is that what you mean?
Kit, can't you see?
Perhaps I'm rather slow tonight, but I see well enough. Perhaps more than you realize.
It's the only thing
we can... That's enough, Bill. I get it. This has been quite a homecoming.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't feel this way, Kit.
Why don't you go? That's what you want to do.
But if you only understand...
Oh, stop it. Just go, Bill. Go.
All right, Kit. I'm going.
Bill, wait. No, it's no good. I'm licked. It's all been for nothing. All those months of waiting, all my plans. I can't do anymore. He's just through, washed up. Well, it's been a beautiful homecoming. And I've been such a fool.
And at that moment, in Jesse's room, Ben and his wife are standing by the window. Ben has been telling Jesse triumphantly that all his schemes have been successful. Kit is home, he has a grandson, Bill Meade is going to settle down. Suddenly, Jesse asked coolly, "Then why is Bill leaving the house now?" Momentarily stunned, Ben had hopefully suggested that the young man was only going back to the auto court for some of his personal belongings. But he couldn't disguise the doubt in his voice. And a few minutes later, Ben left Jesse's room, hurried down the hall to his daughter's apartment.
Come in.
Everything all right?
Oh, fine.
I thought, didn't Bill just leave?
Yes, he left.
That's right. He hasn't moved any of his things in yet.
No, he hasn't.
I suppose he went over to get them? Well, what's the matter with you, kid? Answer me.
He didn't go to get anything, Dad.
What are you talking about? Must have had a reason.
Oh, he had a reason, all right.
For heaven's sakes, Kit, tell me what happened.
Well, if you want to know, Dad, your fine son-in-law has just walked out on me.
Walked out on you?
Exactly. He refuses to spend the night under your roof.
What's the matter with that young fool? What does he think he's going to do?
It's not so much what he's going to do, it's what he's not going to do.
You mean he refuses to stay here with his wife and child?
That's it.
He's crazy. What's the matter with him? I'd like to wring his neck.
Oh, what good would that do? No, Dad, it's finished, done.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm going to have a talk with that young man. I'll show
What's
him that...
What's the use? Once Bill makes up his mind to something, he's the most stubborn person I've ever known. You can't change him.
Oh, yes, I can, and I...
No, Dad, I tell you, it's no use. Everything I've gone through has been for nothing.
What did he say? Tell me exactly.
It's very simple. Bill wants a divorce. We failed, both of us.
Oh, no, we haven't. Not yet. He can't kick my daughter all over the map and get away with it. Out there in California, waiting for his child, and then the first night back...
I tell you, it's no use, Dad. I told him all that.
What was his answer?
He said he was sorry.
Sorry? He's sorry. He'll be a lot sorrier before I am through with
him. Oh, skip it, Dad. I'm through. I'm tired of struggling. Let him go.
You're going to give up? Let him get away with it?
I've taken as much as I can. I have too much pride to go through any more of this.
Well, I'm not beaten.
I don't want to fight anymore. If he wants a divorce...
You don't intend to let him divorce you.
No. No, I'm not that far gone. I won't do that, Dad. If anyone gets a divorce, I'll get it.
Do you really mean that, Kit? Or do you say that now because you're bitter? Your pride is hurt. I wonder if you really will give up so easily, after all you've gone through to save this marriage. Because your love for Bill is the one honest emotion you have. A love which drove you to take another woman's child in the hope of keeping him. Yes, I wonder if you can give up so easily.